all like looked at each other like, was that an explosion? And then a second one went off, and it was like, that sure sounds like an explosion.
So you kind of go, what was that? But you couldn't see anything, so it was like, huh.
You started seeing the, you know, the police officers and firefighters, some of them heading to their cars to get out of there. Saw a few Boston Marathon officials running, and that was kind of my first clue that, okay, something's happened.
All of a sudden, it's madness. It, you know, sirens and fire trucks, and it's like, uh-oh, what's happened?
5 minutes later, I heard someone say there was an explosion at the finish line. And it was in passing, so I thought maybe they were joking. And then a few minutes later, ran into a couple who had, a mom and a daughter, who had witnessed the explosion.
And then it was kind of surreal because we're all of a sudden running into all these folks. This is, we'd walked so far who were, you know, before the finish line. We'd walked all the way back. And then there are all these thousands of runners with bibs. They're running bibs, but none of them are wearing medals because they never finished. Many of them were like at mile 25, 26, when all of a sudden they couldn't run anymore because it, you know, of what had happened.
My first thought is I was thankful that Brent had finished the race and we had found him and we were all together. My 17-year-old daughter's with us, and so it was nice to know we were together. And then your second thought is you're just deeply saddened for those who were at the, you know, finish line. There's the grandstands there, and those who are injured, you just, you know, hope and pray for those in that situation, the victims and their families, and pray for those who are trying to connect with their families. You know, most runners don't run with cell phones.
You know, the crazy thing is though so many people have been stranded, and what I mean by that is, you know, you have all these people who finished who couldn't get to the buses yet to get their cell phones where their bags were. And then you have these families who are trying to connect with them. And then you have these 7,000 to 8,000 runners who hadn't finished the marathon yet who can't find their families. I mean, we're with a gal and who's crying. She didn't finish the race. And I just feel so much compassion. I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but I mean, I don't want any attention for it. But it was so moving. I just gave her my medal, my race medal. I finished and got my medal, and she didn't finish, and she deserved a medal. And so I just gave her my medal because I had to. It was like, I cannot not give it to you. You deserve it. And she just started bawling. You know, so it's just, you just kind of look out when you're with folks who are, you know, I'm with my wife and daughter, and all of a sudden you just want to enter into whatever they're dealing with, and you just want to care for them.